Good morning, church. Welcome to today's devotional. Today I want to share a very familiar story with you. We all know David and Goliath, but I want to start in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 16. It says, "For 40 days the Philistine came forward every morning and evening and took his stand." We see how every day and night, for 40 days, Goliath was there taunting, showing the Israelites how big he was, chanting at them, and they were literally paralyzed with fear. Doesn't that sound familiar to us, that we've been hearing all this news for the last 40 to 50 to the last 3 months? We've been hearing all this news, and we can become so paralyzed with what's going on around us. But I love how God sends David. He then stands and hears the same news but has a different response. He goes to King Saul, and we see his response in verse 36. It says, "Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them because he has defied the armies of the living God." Verse 37, "The Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine." And Saul responds, "May God go with you." You know, we have the same response as David when we spend time with God and we've seen how he's rescued us in our own circumstances. We don't have to put anyone else's armor on. We don't have to put Saul's armor on or somebody else's scripture. I want to encourage you, go and find that scripture where you have seen God rescue you. You know those circumstances in your past that God has come through for you. You can stand against every giant you are facing. You don't have to deny it or say, "Where's the giant?" or "I don't see a giant," or even just not acknowledge him. We can stand knowing who we serve and the promises that he's given us to fight every giant, every bad news, every report that wants to come against us. I stand with you this morning knowing the God that I serve fights on your behalf. Remember, church, you are highly favored and deeply loved.